Oh, hello. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, how often do you change your look? Do you ever style your hair differently? I usually have the same look, don't I? If not, you know, I'm not sure I would dye my hair or dare to dye my hair a different color. But that is the title of our lesson today, Dare to Dye Your Hair. So what's the big deal? Why is the idea of dyeing your hair the subject of a viewpoints lesson here at Studio Classroom? Well, we're going to find out. So let's go and meet two ladies, Sarah and Ariel, now.
Dare to dye your hair. Is changing your hair color a good idea? Sarah and Ariel are hanging out. Sarah is looking at a fashion magazine. Many of the models have dyed hair. After looking at the different colors, Sarah decides to dye her hair. Ariel doesn't think that's a good idea, however.
Wow! This model has purple hair. Take a look. That's some hair. I think she went a little overboard.
Really? I love it. I want my hair to look just like this.
You're kidding, right?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 fashion 这个名词。Fashion 是指时尚款式或者是流行的潮流。例如 black and white outfits are always in fashion. 黑白的穿搭永远都非常时尚。或者是 the article introduces latest fashions in menswear in detail. 这篇文章详细介绍了男性时尚的最新潮流。Fashion 也可以指时装这个领域，常常放在另外一个名词前面，例如 a fashion designer 时尚设计师，或者是 fashion industries 是指流行时尚产业。它的形容词是 fashionable， 例如 mini skirts are no longer fashionable， 迷你裙已经不流行了。其实我们看的是 go overboard 这个成语。Overboard 是一个副词，意思是从船上掉入水中，所以 go overboard 延伸出来的意思就是指做事做得过头，或者是过度激动或投入。例如 Mandy quit her job just because her boss scolded her. I think she went a little overboard. Mandy 只是因为老板责备她就辞职了，我觉得她有点反应过度了。或者是 I went overboard by packing 5 pairs of shoes for a 3-day trip.只是三天的旅行，我的行李就带了5双鞋，我有点太夸张了。
Yeah, so thanks, Michelle. That was really cool.
Gabe,
let's get started.
Why are you talking like that?
Well, because I have a different hairstyle, so I thought that maybe I could change the way I talk to match it a little bit.
Gabe, come on, just be yourself.You don't have to change who you are just because you're wearing a wig.
Oh, maybe you're right about
that. That's what you're wearing, right? A wig?
Well, you got me there, Rebecca. Yes. It's not my real hair, but I do quite enjoy this wig. And I figured since we're talking about hair in our lesson today, it'd be kind of fun to do something different. Mm-hmm. Now I look kind of like you.
Yeah, we look exactly alike now.Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not really. But, Gabe, question, would you dare to dye your hair?
Actually, I have dyed my hair before. When I was in university, yes, I bleached my hair.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That must have been interesting. Did you like your look?
It was an interesting new look. It was kind of like the hair I have right now, but a lot...lighter. Yeah, I looked like a Q-tip, you know, one of those things you clean your ears out with?
Yes, I do. Well, do you think changing your hair color is a good idea, really?
Well, I don't really have any strong opinions about it either way, but I know some people that do, and they're in our lesson. But first, friends, let's take another look at the title of today's lesson, Dare to Dye Your Hair. If you dare to do something, that means you have the courage to do something, and you actually do it.
And you can use this word or phrase in other ways. For example, dare to go rock climbing. I actually do enjoy rock climbing, but I know some people might find it a little scary.
And so you could use this word in a question, right? Do you dare to go rock climbing? Or you could encourage someone more directly and just tell them, dare to go rock climbing, or dare to dye your hair.
That's right. So we see another question. Is changing your hair a good idea? Think about that. Well, we're going to go ahead and meet Sarah and Ariel. Sarah and Ariel are hanging out. I guess we get to stop for a moment and talk about another useful phrase, to hang out.
It's great, isn't it? That's right. This is a fun phrase. It means to spend time with somebody else. And it's usually a relaxing time when you're just hanging out.
For example, Philip enjoys hanging out with his friends on the weekends. Or you could say, Jim and Tim like to hang out at the beach. This is a fun phrase for you to use when you want to talk about spending time with your friends.
So Sarah and Ariel are spending time with each other. They're hanging out. Sarah is looking at a fashion magazine. Many of the models have dyed hair. After looking at the different colors, Sarah decides to dye her hair. Ariel doesn't think that's a good idea, however. Rebecca, do you ever look at fashion magazines?
Not very often. I don't often look at fashion magazines. The exception is when I'm at the hair salon looking for a hairstyle. Then I might flip through the magazine to see if there's a hairstyle that I feel like would fit me. But that's about it.
Okay. Well, there are lots of different kinds of magazines out there, right? Maybe you're interested in fashion magazines. And it's interesting how much of an effect they can have, an influence, right? Because it's influenced Sarah to dye her hair. Sarah says, wow, this model has purple hair. Take a look. I wonder what model she's looking at and what the hair looked like. Take a look. Well, here in our lesson, take a look, that means to examine or observe something. So take a look.
Right, exactly. And you could use this phrase in other ways. For example, let's say that you go to the pet store and you see a cute little kitten. You might say, oh, this kitten is so cute. Come on, take a look.
Aw, take a look at this. We have more to learn. Ariel says, that's some hair. I think she went a little overboard. Okay, so let's take a look at that phrase. That's some hair. That's some something. This is a fun phrase. You use it when you talk about something unusual, amazing, or different that stands out. That is some hair.
For example, let's say that someone walks into the room and is wearing this nice, big, heavy, fluffy coat. You might say, wow, that's some coat.
That's some coat. And of course, Ariel thinks this person maybe did a little bit too much with their hair. That is some hair. Well, this is some lesson we have here today. And now it's time for us to go to some
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Carolyn, have you ever dyed your hair?
No, I haven't, but I did color my hair once with a temporary colored hairspray.
Interesting. Is there a difference between dyeing your hair and coloring your hair?
Actually, yes. While these words are often used to mean the same thing, they are slightly different. If you dye something, then you give something color by soaking it in a solution.
Like dyeing clothes by dipping them into a dye solution. So if you dye your hair, it means that you are changing your hair color by using a permanent or long-lasting dye that replaces the original color.
Right. But if you color your hair, you are just changing the outside color of the strands of hair. This type of coloring doesn't last as long and fades over time.
So there is a slightly different process between coloring your hair and dyeing your hair.
Right. But the preferred term used by hairdressers and manufacturers is color. Saying that someone colors their hair sounds a little nicer than saying that someone dyes their hair.
很多人喜欢染头发，让自己的头发可以有不同的颜色，转换一下心情。你可以跟造型师说， I want to dye my hair， 或是 I want to color my hair。 两种说法都是在说我想染头发，但其实 dye 和 color 有一点不同。 dye D-Y-E 真的就是让头发浸泡在染发剂里面，完全改变发色。 但是 color 只是暂时改变头发表面的颜色，或许你有用过那种发色喷雾，直接一喷头发就变了颜色，但来得快，去得也快，只要一洗就没了。那为什么在美发店也可以说 I want to color my hair？ 那是因为 dye 听起来很工业，有点像把一头秀发当作材料去染。 Color my hair 听起来比较有美感，造型师其实听得懂。你想染头发，这就是今天的 Info Cloud，下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Now, would I rather have purple hair or Donald Trump's hair? Oh. Hey everyone, welcome back. We were just in the middle of a lesson. It's a conversation between two friends, Ariel and Sarah. Now, Sarah thinks it would be cool to dye her hair purple because she saw a model with purple hair in a magazine. Ariel doesn't like this idea so much. Well, friends, let's see how this conversation continues.
Dare to dye your hair.
Of course not. I think my hair needs a new look. Why not dye it purple?
That isn't very wise. You're going to ruin your hair.
Don't be silly. The model in the magazine has dyed hair. It doesn't look damaged. Actually, it looks beautiful.
Well, she's in a magazine. Everyone looks good in a magazine.
I suppose so, but I still want to dye my hair. I think hair dyeing could be a fun activity to do with friends.
Let's do it together. No way. I prefer a natural look.
OK， 接下来我们看 ruin 这个动词 ，ruin 是指破坏、毁掉或者是糟蹋。例如 ，Charlie was mad because his brother accidentally ruined his art project. Charlie 因为弟弟不小心弄坏他的美术作品，所以非常生气。或者是 This hurricane totally ruined this fishing town. 这场飓风彻底摧毁了这个捕鱼为业的城镇。 Ruin 也可以当名词，意思是废墟或者是断垣残壁，常常用复数形。例如 ，After the bombing, there was nothing left in the city but ruins. 轰炸之后，这个城市只剩下断垣残壁。最后，我们看 activity 这个名词 ，act 这个字根有行动的意思，所以 activity 在这里是指休闲活动。例如 ，Chris is fond of many outdoor activities such as rock climbing and kayaking. Chris 喜欢许多的户外活动，例如攀岩跟划独木舟。Activity 也可以指某种有组织的行动或活动，例如 The police are investigating the gang's recent criminal activities. 警方正在调查这个帮派最近的犯罪活动。 Activity 也可以指活力或活跃，这个时候它就是一个不可数名词。例如 The market is always bustling with activity early in the morning. 一大早市场的人们总是充满活力的忙碌着。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Well, let's continue with this conversation here. Sarah says, of course not. That is, she is not kidding about wanting to dye her hair. She wants her hair to look just like that model in the magazine with purple hair. Rebecca, you've got purple pants on today. Maybe you should dye your hair purple.
I'm wearing purple pants in honor of today's lesson about dyeing your hair purple. Actually, I don't want to dye my hair, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I prefer a more natural look.
Oh, right.
I've had my hair highlighted before, and I just feel like it's not suitable for my hair.
Oh, okay.
But, yes?
I'll think about what might be a good color for your hair later. I'll tell you.
But Gabe, I really like your new look.
Ah, you noticed.
Yes, yeah. I noticed that you have a new look. And I think that you didn't want to go with the purple look, but you definitely have a new look.
Yeah, it's a little long in the back. That's okay. Hey, speaking of new look, we see that phrase in our lesson as well. Sarah says, I think my hair needs a new look. And this is a good phrase for you to know. This is a new appearance or way to dress yourself or a way to style yourself in a new way.
Exactly. Now, for example, you could also say, let's say, for example, that you're used to dressing a certain way. Maybe you always wear the same pants when you go to work and the same shirt when you go to work. And you finally decide, you know, I need a new look. I need to expand my wardrobe and wear different clothes.
And that's why I'm experimenting with all these different hairstyles. It's nice to try a new look every once in a while.
Well, you sound a lot like Sarah, who says, of course not. I think my hair needs a new look. Why not dye it purple?
Sarah seems cool, but Ariel says that isn't very wise. You're going to ruin your hair. Oh, well, I've heard that before, that if you dye your hair, that means you're going to ruin it. Is that true?
Well, it definitely damages your hair. I would agree with that. But I really think it depends on each person's hair.
Yeah.
Some people might have hair that's more suitable to be dyed. Now, Sarah disagrees. She says, don't be silly. The model in the magazine has dyed hair. It doesn't look damaged, actually. It looks beautiful.
And so I like what she says there at the beginning. Don't be silly. And that's kind of a fun phrase for you to know as well. In response to somebody, right? You use when somebody is exaggerating or upset about something more than they should be.
Right. So you could say, if you don't leave right now to go to class, you're going to be late. Someone might respond by saying, don't be silly. I have plenty of time.
Exactly. So that's Sarah's attitude here. Ariel says, well, she's in a magazine. This model is in a magazine. Everybody looks good in a magazine. And I think it's because of photoshopping and airbrushing. And so that's the idea that you're improving the image of something in some way.
So in this picture, the lady on the right has been airbrushed.
Exactly. You can see little details that are different, right? Like the one in the left, you can see her circles under her eyes a little more clearly. And they've airbrushed that out in the picture on the right.
That's right. Well, let's continue on here. Sarah says, I suppose so, but I still want to dye my hair. And here's another great phrase for you to know.
That's right. You say, I suppose so, when you kind of agree with somebody.
I suppose so. Well, one thing I know it's time for us to go to the SC challenge.
I suppose so.
Well, yes.
Yes. Friends, welcome to the SC challenge. Let's find out who's playing today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon. Great to be here again.
And I'm Linda. And I'm really happy to be here.
Okay, nice. Very competitive players we have back in the studio. So let's find out who's going to win. This lesson is a conversation, of course. Do you guys like conversations?
Sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
Sometimes, okay. All right, friends, here is number one. What color does Sarah want to dye her hair? Did you guys read the lesson? If you didn't read the lesson, it might be hard.
Is this a multiple choice question?
It is. Here are the options. Okay, so what color does Sarah want to dye her hair? A, blue, B, purple, C, pink, or D, red? That's Linda. Linda?
B, and I really should know this because I was just in the skit.
Oh, that's right. That was you. I thought she looked familiar.
Yeah. I was Ariel.
A little unfair, huh, Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Number two, you might get this, or maybe at least Linda might let you have the answer. A.
Be nice.
I mean, here's the question. Complete Ariel's sentence. Ariel. Complete Ariel's sentence. Everyone looks good, blah, blah, blah. Everyone looks good, A, on a mountaintop. Everyone looks good, B, in a magazine. Everyone looks good, C, under a table. Or everyone looks good, D, in the SC challenge. Brandon.
I'm going to say B.
You're going to say B? In a magazine?
Yes.
I actually heard Linda's bell first, but...
But you want to give it to...
Yeah.
The person who...
Who didn't, wasn't in the skit. So Brandon, that is correct. It is B.
Yeah.
In a magazine.
He read my mind, that's why.
He has hearing problems anyways.
Right. Okay, number three.
Don't insult our host.
Excuse me?
That's mean.
Number three. Which phrase means check it out? All right, this is a fun phrase. Which phrase means check it out? A, take a look. B, don't be silly. C, I suppose so. Or D, let's hang out. Linda.
Take a look
at this. You are correct, Linda.
And so that makes me the winner.
Ooh,
and that
one.
Makes
Good
this
job.
A little unfair because you were in the
Sorry.
Skit.
You
the
know,
truth
what
comes
can
out.
I do? I mean.
Well, you know what? You are the winner for today, Linda. Great job. Brandon, great having you on the show.
Great to be here.
And friends, I know you got all the answers correct. We will see everybody next time here for the SC Challenge. So unfair.
So Gabe, do you dare to dye your hair?
Well, actually, I prefer wearing a wig like this because you can kind of change it whatever angle you want for a new look.
Oh, got it. And if you want a different color, you just change the wig, right?
Exactly. You got it, Rebecca.
I got it. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue talking about hair.
Right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. Cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.